raising for commercial property 2025 by that memo. I'm so sorry. Then that would make us agreeing to the memo of understanding that has been previously signed.
By Susan Chapman,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is the alternative?
I don't know. I know that for this final thing, I believe you have until July to sign this. And so, I mean, I can pull up the memorandum of understanding that's the last one I've signed. And but again, I'm sure that I'd sent you a copy, but that way you're sure you're signing this.
So
I guess we just want known that we don't agree that we want to raise those.
Yeah.
And the numbers that are keep on being presented to us are not accurate. So until they're accurate and we don't agree that we're signing something, I don't think we're going to take any action.
So I'm going to leave it with that again this morning. We're going to take no action on this again. We're not going to table it to a definite date until we're presented proper documentation verifying that the memorandum of understanding, what is stated in it, and that the numbers align with what was presented.
Okay.
And, Ms. Chapman, do you understand?
Do you have a copy that I can get, what you've got about the adding that in?
It's in what was sent to us from your office.
It's on line 20 in the back.
Yeah, that's where I got it, in an email from your office that Nikki sent us. Because originally we didn't have anything on it. It was to be put on the agenda, and we said we haven't seen the document, so it was sent to us then.
Again, I always cover us with the fact that what they want us to do, we don't have the budget to do.
Now, when you say we have till July, so if we don't, by the statute, how did you read, do you have the statute where it says that you have to have a maintenance plan and assessment and maintenance plan in order to continue to receive?
The deadlines that we were looking at for you guys were mm-hmm. back for January. That was for you to completely budget out the assessor's office for what you wanted us to do under your budget. But in the past, you've never said you wanted to do the whole budget. And so that came through again in December. I got it in by the deadline. And so that's what they're saying, that they wanted these things signed, or they wanted your new schedule that you wanted to assess. And we've talked about this before, that you've never gone to the state and said, this is what we want the assessor's budget to be or to cover. So.
It doesn't we are saying that it accurately reflects the budget, and it doesn't. So I don't think we're willing to sign it. We're not willing to sign it until it accurately reflects what the budget truly is.
Okay.
And the budget comes from what is in that assessment account, because it is separate from the general fund.
Well, it comes from whatever we approve, too. So.
Well, but it comes from the state has sent, and then you get so much collection as the taxes are collected from it that you're to revenue, is correct?
Right. And then, you know, and I've alerted you to the fact that we are going to have a substantial bill in 25 for valuing personal property. Because at this point, we've been paying $1,700 per year, and now we still can't get an answer, even from our vendor, on how that's going to work. But right now, it's looking like we would have to purchase our data from NADA per vehicle. And it's going to run between $15,000 and $17,000 per year, as opposed to $1,700 per year. That's a substantial budget breaker.
Okay. Right. You said July was the deadline. What's your understanding?
My understanding for you guys to sign this and get it into them, because I guess they have to have it in somewhere, is by July. That's what I'm understanding from the State Tax Commission. So I'll talk to them about this deal, why, because when I send in the 2024 approved, that automatically shows what you'd approve for 23. I mean, that document should be legal all the way across, because that's what we put in. And then, like I said, their accountant on their side is the one who decides how they want to rearrange these into what they're used to looking at.
No. All right. Well, hey.
But I'll get this changed on the approved 2023 county revenue, because that shouldn't have said the 75.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So with that, we'll take no action this morning. That will conclude us down here. We are scheduled for a roundtable with our sheriffs and IT responsive CMS website package roundtable. It is 9:54 a.m. We will be in recess.